I put forth my best efforts to verify the material in this book. For example, I spent an enormous amount of time going through each of the unit's official records in order to verify the accounts. Other individuals I interviewed backed up each of the stories. Nevertheless, oral history has its shortcomings. Fragile memories, self-service, and individual memories that do not jibe with the collective memory are inherent dangers. However, these same flaws are also found in the documentary record. Nevertheless, oral histories are perhaps one of the best means available to reveal the horrors and pathos from the foxhole. On a strategic level, Into the Rising Sun captures the major campaigns and offensives in the Pacific War, in the inexorable advance toward Japan. We begin in this book 8 months to the day after Pearl Harbor, with the decisive American Battle of Midway, which marked the beginning of the Allied offensive on Guadalcanal in August 1942. There were initially two major lines of advance. In the Southwest Pacific area, General Douglas MacArthur was in command of a sizable strike force of Army and Australian units. Advancing up New Guinea, MacArthur isolated the massive Japanese air and naval base at Rabaul, located on New Britain Island. Ultimately, his forces would end up in the Philippines. Simultaneously, Admiral Robert Gormley, who was soon replaced by Admiral William Bull Halsey, the naval commander in the South Pacific area, advanced toward Rabaul up the Solomon Islands, starting on the island of Guadalcanal. Both campaigns were long and bloody, with outcomes that remained in doubt. In November 1943, Admiral Chester W. Nimitz began offensive operations in the Central Pacific area. This drive would pass through the Marianas, touching islands like Guam. Later, the advance would pierce the heart of Japan's inner defensive ring of islands, such as Iwo Jima and Okinawa. In Asia, this book covers American ground operations in Burma, which were ultimately geared to opening land-based supply lines to China. Over the past 10 years of recording World War II veteran stories, I've made many friends. Sadly, it's a generation slipping away, with over 1,100 veterans passing each day. I'll never forget the long evening I spent interviewing Andy Amati, only to find out he passed away the next day from a stroke after straining to lift a heavy suitcase into his car. Or Frank Varelli, who courageously battled cancer for several years,